in the past 12 months, market uncertainty and the UK's vote to leave the EU, the Brexit, has pushed investors into looking for alternative ways to diversify their investment portfolio. And of course, one of these alternatives is gold. Gold rose to its highest price in more than 2 years as investors looked to safeguard their wealth. Although gold has seen a slight decline since then, it is still up 20% on the year. So what makes gold an appealing investment option, and why haven't Australians embraced it sooner? Noor Azhar has this report.
Australia is the world's second largest producer of gold after China. But for Australian investors, gold hasn't been as attractive to invest in as shares and properties have been. And one reason for that could be due to gold not offering an income. Gold is a commodity that traditionally investors see as a hedge against economic volatility rather than a generator of income. Shares pay dividends, bonds pay interest, and so forth. So why would anyone invest in an asset that doesn't generate an income? ABC Bullion chief economist Jordan Alessio says although gold doesn't produce an income, it has been a strong performer as property and has done better than the share market and regular superannuation funds, going up around 9% annually since the turn of the century.
The other really salient point right now is that with interest rates as low as they are, more and more people are taking their money out of the bank or wanting to look for an alternative to a basic term deposit. And the beauty of gold, if you look at it over time, is that it tends to rise fastest in environments where interest rates are really low. So if you think about gold versus a bank account, you know, we all know that Australian dollars get devalued over time because of inflation. So we hope that we earn some income off of our dollars, which is meant to compensate for that inflation. But right now, obviously, interest rates are at record lows, so you're not getting much return on cash. Gold, on the other hand, has been, as I say, going up, 9-10% per annum. This year, it's up 20%. So more and more people are saying, well, I can live with the fact it's not paying me any income. Standard at-call bank account's not paying any income either. I'd rather own the gold because it gives me a good chance of that capital appreciation.
So if the prices of gold have been going up steadily, mm-hmm. why wouldn't you invest in a gold mining company, in the shares of a gold mining company, for example, rather than the physical gold?
Yeah, right. It's a really good question. And I should point out, Noor, that I actually own gold companies in my own portfolio. So both gold and gold mining companies can play a role in an investor's portfolio. But it's important to remember that they're very different assets. So when you're buying shares in a gold mining company, there's a lot of other factors you've got to consider. One, you've got to hope they can actually profitably mine gold, because obviously there's a lot of costs involved in gold mining. You've got to hope that their resources, so the amount of gold that they can mine, is not going to run out. And there are a lot of other sort of management risks and the like. The other factor to consider when looking at gold mining companies is that they tend to be incredibly volatile. So they're far more volatile than gold itself and far more volatile than even just the broader stock exchange. On the other hand, when you buy pure gold itself, you're effectively buying a monetary asset. Gold is very, very liquid. So it trades 24 hours. It has zero credit risk as well. So what I mean by that is gold is just an asset. So when you buy it, you're not relying on anyone else to perform a function. So like I said earlier, when you buy a gold mining company, you're hoping the management of that company does a good job. But there's a risk that they don't. And that's the same for any business. When you're buying gold, you're buying a pure asset. And you're buying an asset that's been the best store of wealth that really mankind has ever had, and one that does really well when interest rates are low. So for me, when I look at my own portfolio as an example, gold is like a real bedrock of wealth for me and a real store of wealth in my portfolio. And then the gold mining companies that I own are for a little bit more risk and speculation and something that I hope I can turn a bit of a bigger profit on if all goes well.
So if you are thinking of investing in gold, but the prospect of buying and storing few gold bars seems unrealistic and impractical, there are companies that will store your precious metal for you. Bron Suchecki, the Vice President of Operations at Monetary Metals, says there are alternatives to buying physical gold.
Look, I think that the perception when you say gold to people is they think a bar or coin, a physical item, and they go, oh, what am I going to do with that? Do I want to get safe at home? I don't really want to hold gold at home. That's, you know, maybe someone will break into the house and I'll lose it and I can't insure it in the house. And so people get turned off. And I think, though, that if you go out and do a bit of research, there are a lot easier ways of buying gold and holding it. So ETFs on the Australian Stock Exchange are probably one of the easiest ways. But also major refineries and dealers offer storage programs. So the Perth Mint has an online storage account that you can log in like you're doing online banking and buy gold. And the Perth Mint will hold it for you. Australian Bullion Company in Sydney has a similar gold savers account where you can buy, you can set it up so that it will do a direct debit and buy like $100 worth of gold automatically for you on a regular basis. And there are a number of custodial services like safety deposit boxes, but also just custodial services that you can buy gold from a dealer and then store it in a safety deposit box type facility, so that you don't have to have that problem of personally storing it at home, which is obviously, you know, a turnoff for a number of investors.
Mr. Suchecki also says that investing in gold is no more or less safer than investing in shares and property, as each asset is priced differently and performs according to different economic factors and circumstances.
Depending on what happens in the future, if you've got a mix of different assets, then you're protected against probably all circumstances. And so you might have inflationary circumstance going forward. It could be a deflation, it could be depressions, it could be booming markets. And you know, the temptation of investors is to say, well, I think the economy is going to be great, so I'm going to go totally into stocks because they perform best in a booming economy. And then their guess turns out to be wrong, and so the stocks don't perform as well, and cash did better or bonds did better, and so you sort of underperform. So it's really about whether you've got the discipline to be balanced, and so I'm not going to try and forecast and pick the best winner. I'm going to be a balanced portfolio. So they all have risks. I mean, shares can go down, and as we saw in 2008, shares dropped dramatically and impacted a lot of people's portfolios, so they were hardly considered safe. And so gold is neither safe nor non-safe. It works in different environments for investors. So it's about having a balance in the portfolio and basically trying to keep that sort of spread across different asset classes.
Yes, a glittering portfolio. Monetary Metals Vice President of Operations Bron Suchecki ending that report by Noor Azhar.